Meditation for this week, I'm calling Divine Intimacy. And I'd like to make a few comments first before we get into the meditation. I wanted to invite you to allow your meditation to support you in exploring the unknown. If your meditation simply takes you to the known territory, it becomes a ritual, which is not supportive of awakening to fresh vistas and experiences. Let your aperture for embracing reality widen as you become aware of ever more subtle aspects of it. Be willing to allow yourself to be informed at levels of consciousness you might normally ignore by being attentive, being aware. Allowing yourself to be spoken to by your meditation, by that which is present, becomes present within your meditation. Allow yourself to relax within and be ever more aware of the development of space, first semantic and then boundless. This boundless space has no true boundary. It is traverses the realm of three-dimensionality, time and space, but it's not of it. Traverses your body, but it's not of that either. You don't have to think, now I am beyond time and space. Simply allow yourself to be carried into boundless space, to be aware of the realization of freedom and spaciousness and rest within it. And also notice the qualities of being that are within that space. Allow yourself to be carried into an absorbed state. You can easily recognize an absorbed state. It's a condition of being allured by the beauty of the meditation. For example, when you meditate with your eyes closed for a time, you can experience a subtle reluctance to open them afterwards. And this is because you know that the attraction of objects in your outer world will attract you and draw you out of your inner state, which you are presently enjoying. You find it beautiful. More beautiful than the outer world in some ways. This absorption is being ever more deeply attracted by a beauty that you're experiencing. And if you become attracted deeply enough, you enter into unity, where you become ever more insignificant. Your presence gives way to a deeper and a fuller experience of the reality within your meditation. So now you've begun to move into a space where there is still you, there's still someone being present and witnessing, but only in as much as it allows for something even greater to be present within your heart. And what I hope for you is that through these meditations, you'll gain what the ancient Sufis called dak, taste, the taste of the divine. And after that, sharb, to drink the divine and allow it to deeply inform your being, penetrate and deeply inform your being. Now you're entering into divine intimacies. This information is telling you something. It's sharing with you something that is beyond your normal scope of knowing. So first, let's begin by clarifying the breath like we did in the first meditation, the first weekly meditation, by being present and allowing the breath to self-clarify, dropping any heaviness, and simply becoming pure light and life vibration. And then moving on from that to the next, what I call inner ablution, which is taking the dust from the mirror of the heart with this new luminous breath. So you breathe into the heart, into the Latifa Surya in the center of the chest, and massage it with the breath, caress it with the breath. On the in-breath, penetrate. On the out-breath, let go. And soon you feel some warmth developing there, which is radiant discharge, a letting go of different pieces, different impressions. And then there's some softening in that space, which is the subjective experience of space developing. And that space at first is semantic, it's embodied, but eventually as you're present to it and you keep breathing in and out, it unfurls into that which we would call the boundless ocean of the heart, of the divine heart. And then we would move to what I call the third inner evolution, which is the zikr la ana illa anta, which literally means there's no I, only thou. But in truth, if there was no I, there would be no thou. There must be some relationship there. So what would, I think a better interpretation, even though it's not traditional, would be, inasmuch as I can remove myself from the subtle heart, there is room for you to be present. A presence which I will then glorify. Starting with the left shoulder, the head moves over the solar plexus, up over the right shoulder to above the crown. La-na. And then it descends down into the solar plexus from above the crown. Illa. And the solar plexus is an area that retains our form, our habits, our images, our you could say actually our ego. And by placing it on into the solar plexus, it disturbs it. It loses its grip, and something of our form is allowed to be released, let go. And now we can enter up into the Syria, Latifa Syria, Anta Thou. And then we breathe in and are present. We can breathe out, but stay present. That's called tasting. That's what is meant by Doc, to taste the divine. Be present to what emerges in the mirror of the heart. La Na. Illa Anta. La Ana. La Anta. Breathe into the heart, be present. This is presence to presence. La Ana. La Anta. Now we give a name to that presence. Ya Allah. Allow that to expand out into this boundless space, to vibrate out. Ya Allah. Breathe in and be present to Allah. La Ana. Illa Anta. Ya Allah. We still are present to, we pause after Anta, I call that resting in the station of the heart, and then we proceed, Ya Allah. La Ana. La Anta. Ya Allah. La Ana. La Anta. Ya Allah. And now we're going to give God two attributes, Ar-Rahman. Rahma is the divine womb or the divine mother, that which gives birth, the source of all creation. endlessly radiating nourishment, endlessly giving blessings to all sentient beings. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. That which issues forth in response to the loving intent of actions and behavior on the part of the one who has been birthed, the divine recipient. Ar-Rahim. That which issues forth in response to the loving and attentive actions of Rahman. So when we finally realize, it's called, that's realization, realizing the blessings of our being that have been poured forth in the breath of divine mercy. And in that realization, there's just a natural desire to share it, Rahim, that it may become everlasting for all. So, La Ana, La Anta. Ya Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. You can notice that each name has its own unique signature. Lana, Ilanta, Ya Allah. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. La Ana. La Anta. Ya Rahman, Ya Allah. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. La Ana. La Anta. Ya Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Now, obviously, you should be able to do this at your own rhythm, not at mine. I'm just giving an example of taking one's time to actually taste. At the end of all of this, you would spend a few moments just being quiet and allowing that which has emerged within the mirror of your heart to penetrate and deeply inform your being, to begin to create a fresh creation of you, to allow the Rahman to offer a fresh dispensation. Amen.